תודה רשוק.
שמח.
אמן.
לכבוד. איסור חג.
ברוך השם. With your permission. This week's parasha, parashat Kitisa, the Torah tells us that Am Yisrael did not understand Moshe's statement that he told them he's going up to Shamayim for 40 days. And they counted the day he went up. But Moshe meant, says the Gemara, from the following day. It came the day number 40th. Usually Jews are impatient. And the Gemara says the Satan showed them a coffin upstairs. It was a fiction. And they visualize, they imagine this is Moshe. So then they came to Aaron and said, we would like to have somebody, an entity, to take us out of this desert. We're stuck in the desert. So in the meantime, Aaron made a golden calf, and then Israel got involved in that. And bowed down to it, they sacrificed to it, they made the party. They said, this is the God who took us out of Egypt. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Shamayim, go downstairs. The nation did a major thing. I'm going, Chas Shalom, to kill everybody besides you. So Moshe prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went downstairs. He broke the tablets, the Luchot. And then he told them, Israel, you made a major sin. But Moshe uses the word sin on a lower level. There are three levels of sins. One is called chet, it's mean by mistake. One is called avon, it's called on purpose. One is called pesha, it means rebellion. This is Chatanu, Avinu, Pashanu. This is the Kavanah that the person says. In Tachanun, Chatanu, Avinu, Pashanu, Chatanu is the lowest level. Chet. Moshe, after he broke the tablets, he tells them, Israel, I'm going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk to him, because you did a major chet. Again, chet means something that was done without purpose. It's called Shogeg, by mistake. You need kapara for this also. Somebody did something by mistake as to being a goat. But this is not a mistake. He did it on purpose. He came to Aaron, and Aaron made the golden calf, and then they sacrificed to this calf, and to the golden calf, and they said, this is our God. And they made Gilui Arayot, they killed somebody. Nevertheless, Moshe uses the word chet. And he goes to Shamayim, and he tells it to Hashem. Says this nation made a chet, a mistake. Then Hashem said to Moshe, I listen to your prayers, but I let go right now. But Hashem tells Moshe, wait for the next time. Next time it's all over. Right now, I pause. Not that I waved the Gezerah. So right now I don't know anything. Let's see how they continue behaving in the desert. Of course, if you remember, Torah tells us on the edge of Eretz Israel, Moshe sent 12 spies, and 10 out of the 12 said the Eretz Israel is not good for us. They cried, and then Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it, finished. In 1 second, I'm going to kill all of them. So the Torah says, Moshe prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told him that statement that we saw in Yom Kippur, Slach na, la'avon ha'amazek yigodah chazdecha. So this is a major thing now. Moshe says, this is something that was done on purpose. They don't want to go to Eretz Israel. So Moshe, when he prays to Hashem, not Chas Shalom, to wipe Am Yisrael in 1 second, and he wants an extension for 40 years, doesn't want anybody to die in a split second. When he prays, he uses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the word Avon. Avon means a sin that was done on purpose. I mean, on purpose, of course it's on purpose. The spies came back and Amisrael said they don't want to go. But again, it's not something they did on purpose. I mean, we got information. 10 big giant rabbis came back from Israel and told us, Israel is not for me. So, I said, I'm not going. I had the right. Moshe said, no, you had no right. Avon. And he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avon. Contrary, it's just the opposite. The golden calf is a major, major problem. But the spies, compared to the golden calf, is nothing. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu calls the golden calf a chet, means in the lower level sin, and the returning of the spies, and Amisrael said they're not going to Israel, Moshe refers to Hashem as Avon. Why is it Avon? It's a mistake, you know? It's a mistake. The golden calf is a mistake. This is also a mistake. No. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to rip the Gezerah, and all died in the Gezerah. Megillat Esther, with your permission, Megillat tells us, chapter 3, that Haman was elevated by Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus commanded everybody to bow down to Haman. Mordechai doesn't want to bow down to him. Haman is furious. He comes to Ahasuerus. He tells Ahasuerus, there's one nation that spread all around your regime, and they don't do what you ask, what you command. I want a permission from you to kill all of Israel. And then he adds, "Ba'aseret alafim kira kesef, eshkol el diotzei ha'melacha." Also, I'm going to give you money, silver, enormous amount of silver, to put in your storage, in your safe. Megillah says, Ahasuerus said to Haman, okay, but he tells him, listen, I don't need your silver, הכסף נתון לך. והעם לעשות בו like you want. Megillah was in ברוח הקודש. It's really irrelevant. Haman offered money, or silver, and Ahasuerus said, I don't need it. Okay, so... So you don't have to write in the Megillah. Who cares about the offer? You know? But first question is, why Ahasuerus doesn't take it? He should take it. The country was in debt, and Ahasuerus, after the party, was almost went bankrupt. 5, chapter 11. At the end of the Megillah will say that Ahasuerus faced all the taxes because he spent all his money on the parties. So Haman wants to give it, he doesn't want to take it. So he doesn't want, forget about it, he doesn't want to take it. So Megillah should not have wrote this statement at all. It's a lie, he needs it, but he doesn't want it. Okay, forget. I don't know why he doesn't. Maybe I do, but it doesn't matter right now. He doesn't want the money, the silver, okay, so avoid it. Nevertheless, the next chapter, when Mordechai found out about this decree, he goes up to the palace, and Esther heard that Mordechai is downstairs wearing sack. She sent somebody over there, Hatach, and says, Mordechai, what happened? So Mordechai said, well, I have over here a copy. I got emailed a copy of the decree. Haman sent copies to all around the world. It just came out now. Here's the copy. By the way, it tells him to go tell Esther also, Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, was a Navi. He said, I know what was in the Oval Office. Haman came over there and offered the Ahasuerus Silva. Ed parashat ha-kesef asher amar aman nishkol. Anyway, Mordechai, with all the respect, the Ruach HaKodesh, I understand. But it's irrelevant. Haman offered, Ahasuerus said, I don't need it. Okay, so what if they tell Esther? Sure, she can show Esther the decree. He has a piece of paper. It says, Haman said that the following year, on your Gimel Be'adar, kill all the Jews. Fine. Oh, so he tells her, listen, the money, what the silver? So what silver? Anyway, he didn't give it. He didn't give it. So if he didn't give it, what if that's her? It's irrelevant what he wanted to give. If he doesn't want to give her, who cares about it? The main thing is the decree. This is the decree. No. Megillah emphasizes. Mordechai tells Esther, listen, Haman also offered silver. He doesn't tell her that Achshverosh did not want to take it. He just said, Haman offered silver. He says, what's important about it? Then, at a party that Esther is going to reveal herself to tell Achshverosh she's Jewish, she says to him, I'm a Jew, and we were sold. Sold. What do you mean sold? Well, I know because Mordechai told me in the Oval Office was Haman offered you silver. And listen, it's irrelevant now. So you came to Achashverosh, you have to ask him, listen, I am here to plead and to ask you, please waive the decree that Haman wants to kill all of us. She says also, we were sold. Because it means Haman gave you silver. I said, first of all, I didn't take the silver. Secondly, it's irrelevant. Just tell him, waive the Gezerah. Who cares? You were sold, you're not sold. So come the Rishonim and say, you should know, there's a secret over here. The number. The Megillah says that Haman decided to give to Ahasuerus the amount of silver is equivalent. Exactly, if you will add up all the machatzit shekel, that this is the parasha starts to give machatzit shekel, and Am Yisrael used to give machatzit shekel every year. Haman is a genius, the Gemara says, and he knew all the secrets about us. And he had a dialogue with the Achashverosh, he tells the Achashverosh about Pesach, about Shavuot, about Sukkot, about Bet HaKnesset, about Torah, about Yai Nesach, he knows everything. Haman, he's 95 years old. He knows everything. The Gemara says, so Haman gave this amount of silver because he had in mind this number is the same number that Am Yisrael gave Machatzit HaShekel. But he's doing anything. So the Gemara tells a story like this. In the time of the kings, Am Yisrael was in power, and was a king of Moab. His name was Mesha. This king asked his slaves, his servants, "What's the Jewish power really? What is this running the whole world? So Shlomo and after Shlomo, back and forth." I told him, listen, the first Jews, the great-grandfather, Avraham Avinu, was 137 years old, and God asked him to take his son and slaughter him. He was the only son. He got him when he was 100 years old. And he put him on an altar. Since then, Hashem gave the Jews the power. So the servants asked him, he asked the servants, so what happened? So how come I'm Jewish people? He said, no. The last minute, an angel called him from Shemaim, and he didn't slaughter him. He says, that's the power of the Jews. He says, that's the case. It's in the Navi, it's Sefer Melachim. The Navi said that this guy, Mesha, the king of Moab, took his son, went on the wall around, the big wall around the city, and slaughtered his son. And he said to Hashem, look, Avraham Avinu was ready to slaughter. I did slaughter. The Zohar says in Shamayim was a revolution. The angels of Shamayim, there are 70 angels in Shamayim, represent all the nations. They said, look, greater than Avraham Avinu. And actually, the Navi says, the Gemara says, that at that moment already, the regime of Am Yisrael started to go down and down and down, because upstairs, all those angels. This is the power of a goy to overcome a Jew is by doing something the Jews do, and in Shamayim it makes a big impression. And he says, "This is Shamayim. Look, I slaughtered my son." Come, Chachamim, and say like this: when Bilam was hired to curse Am Yisrael, the Torah says, "Vayashet el amidbar panav." Balak called him up and said, listen, can you curse on Israel? The Gemara says, listen, this guy Bilam had few things he was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the things he was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew when Hashem is angry. The Gemara says, every day, for a few seconds, Hashem is very upset because what's going on in this world. Yeah. Whatever they're going to do. And therefore, Bilam decided that he's going to say something when Hashem is upset. So when Hashem is upset, the Gemara says, you have to be careful, the Gemara says, Hashem is upset, then Hashem checks in a split second files. And if something is in the file, it's not 100%, then a person can get hit and can die in a split second. Sometimes the Satan himself makes a mistake, kills people by mistake. The Gemara says, that's why Balak hired Bilam to curse Am Israel. Let me just say, a professional curser. His curse is 100%. Because he knows when Hashem is angry, and then he curses. Then he curses the person, and Hashem in the split second takes the file of the person, and then Hashem, by the way, punishes the person. The Gemara says, Bilam knew it. What are you going to do? The Gemara says, Bilam decided at that moment that Hashem is upset, he's going to say something has to do with the golden calf. To trigger, to ignite the golden calf. And when you ignite the golden calf, Hashem is always upset. How upset Hashem is the golden calf? The Gemara says, I want to explain to you something the Gemara says. Look, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen HaGadol has to go inside the holiest of the holiest to do the spices over there. We're talking about the Kohen HaGadol, the holiest of the holiest. It's called Aharon HaKohen. This is the holiest place on earth. It's the holiest person on earth. And this is the holiest day of the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. The Torah says, in the Torah, in the text, the Torah says, this Bezuti Aharon HaKodesh, it says Aharon HaKohen and all the other Kohanim HaGdolim, when they went on Yom Kippur inside, was a very dangerous thing. In the second Metamidash, 300 Kohanim died on Yom Kippur, a few days after Yom Kippur, even though they did what, hopefully they did what they're supposed to do, but it's high voltage place for Kodesh HaKodeshim. You can't think anything about it. You just think about something, you fall on the floor dead. They used to chain the Kohen HaGadol with chains on his feet, and the people outside used to pray for him, he should not fall down on that. He came outside, he used to make a party for him, big party. I said, he's alive. So the Torah says, this guy, the Kohen HaGadol, has to wear 4 pieces of garment, white only, linen. The Gemara says that, the Mishnah says this, the Kohen HaGadol had 8 pieces of garment. He had a piece of gold on his forehead, it says Kodesh Hashem, and his clothing, the mail, this, that, and then they had pieces of gold, threads of gold. The Gemara says he's not allowed to wear it. The Gemara says he's not allowed to wear it. What's wrong? The holy around, he walks with those 8 pieces of garment full of gold. Yom Kippur, no. The Gemara says, he's not, tell you what. He goes inside the holiest of the holiest. Hashem will see a piece of gold on him. This will trigger, ignite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill Am Yisrael on the spot. He says, what is it? Golden calf. What golden calf? We are thousands of years after the golden calf. This is the holiest of the holiest. This is Yom Kippur. This is the Kohen HaGadol. This is Kodesh HaKodeshim. So what if I have one piece of gold? A piece of gold. So the Gemara says Hashem will see a piece of gold. It's like in Spain. The bull sees the red, he goes crazy. I says, so gold Hashem, Shalom Hashem is going to go out of his mind. So what happened? Golden calf. What golden calf? What do you want from golden calf? The Gemara says, listen, the golden calf is a very sensitive subject. Hashem never waived it. Therefore, the Gemara says, comes Bilam to curse Am Israel. Then, he knows when Hashem is going to get angry. So what he's going to do, he's going to say, golden calf. Golden calf, Hashem is, let's say in America, Hashem goes banana. Hashem is going to go so angry, I said, finished, Am Israel in a split second. The Gemara says, Hashem, on those days, the few days that Bilam came to curse us, control his anger so much, not to be upset, because he knew that if he's going to be upset, then Bilam is going to say, golden calf is finished. You see the golden calf. This week's parasha starts like this. איש כופן נפשו אנשים בכל אותם. היינו מחצית השקל בשקל הקודש. מחצית השקל, התורה עושה, לחפר נפשותיכם, זה כפרה אפילו גולדן קל. It's a special סגולה. It's like, עכשיו אני יודעת, understand how it works, השם מתושו עם a special coin, אתה יודע, מישהו משה, don't ask no questions. It's a secret in it, it's some קבלה, זה גם רצית, even משה, did not understand, השם תל לסת. Golden calf, if you want to avoid tragedies during the year, every Jew should give half a coin. So, machatzit shekel. Next week's parashat shkalim, I think. Parashat shkalim, it says, give all the goyah. It says, the only mitzvah that the Gemara says in the Torah that chachamim would force you to fulfill from Hashem. You don't want to put tefillin. You don't want to do kiddush, doesn't matter. No lulav, doesn't matter. No sukkah, doesn't matter. No shofar, doesn't matter. No matzah, doesn't matter. It's up to you. So the Gemara says, "Machatzit shekel, they will have." Bedin send police to people. It says, "You have a receipt? Did you machatzit shekel?" I said, "I don't do machatzit shekel. I'm sorry, I don't do machatzit shekel." He said, "I don't believe in this. I don't believe in this." He used to take off the guy's shirt. And go to his house and take furniture and sell it and says, give him a receipt. You gave. I said, I never gave. You paid. You paid against you. That's the only mitzvah in the Torah that Bedin would force people. So Chodesh Adar, he used to announce the Shkolim, and then a few days later, they used to put tables and before Pesach, they forced everybody to give Matzah Shekel. Why are you forcing me? I don't participate in this. What's the problem exactly? What's your problem? And if I don't have matzah, you don't care. I don't have sukkah, you don't care. What makes the shekel so important? Matzah the shekel is a kapara on the golden calf, and the golden calf is a sensitive subject that Hashem so-called loses himself when he thinks about golden calf. So to avoid problems during the year, so Hashem said, you know what, I'll tell you a secret, Moshe. Each person has to give golden, half a coin, each one of Am Yisrael. Each man he has to give it. Now all Am Yisrael are giving half a coin, so I come down. That's the secret of the shekel of the half a coin, is how important it is. And that's what Hashem said in this week's parasha, the kapara of Shatechem, it's the kapara of the golden calf, it's the kapara completely. I said, look, the Kohen HaGadol still is not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim with any piece of gold on him. But still, so-called, if Hashem doesn't see the golden gold and is not so furious, off the record, I want to tell you something. She's the bad sickness, The first thing that a person has shalom that has a bad sickness is not to wear any gold. This is a big secret that a lot of people that had that sickness and stopped wearing gold were healed. People that wearing gold while they had the sickness did not survive. One of the secrets is because it's a golden calf. It's like a Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to wear. That day that Hashem judges the world, Yom Kippur says, you don't have a piece of gold on you. As I say, ladies should not have any jewelry of gold on Yom Kippur. Men for sure. Because really the men are responsible for the golden calf, not the ladies. It says, gold is something that the person has to be careful. There's more secrets about it. And it's Matzit HaShekel. I said, Matzit HaShekel is to be from silver. They were silver. Because silver is against gold. It's a Zohar says. Silver is against gold. This is a lot of people say that the Kiddushin, you give the bride a silver ring, not a gold one. Okay, gold. Gold reminds the golden calf. Silver is the opposite. They come to Gemara, come to Torah, come to Megillah, tell you a top secret. Look. This guy Haman was a genius of the geniuses. The Gemara says that the party Achashverosh made a few years ago, Achashverosh wore Kohen Nagadol's clothing and put on the table the dishes of Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Achashverosh, you know, few years ago was a war between Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar, grandson Belshazzar, and Kurosh and Daryavish. What happened was that Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar, grandson, made a calculation. They knew a prophecy of Yirmiyahu Navi that after 70 years the Jews had to come back to Eretz Israel. And they calculated from a certain point, 70, he said, Hashem gave up on the Jews. So therefore, they took the dishes of Bet HaMikdash. They had enormous amount of dishes. And they put it on the table. In the middle of drinking from those dishes, all of a sudden, a hand from Hashem came and wrote something on the wall. Mane, mane, takelo parsin. Daniel was there. And Belshazzar asked him, what is this? He said, you know what it is? Behind your door, the Farsim are coming. Murazaya. He didn't finish the sentence. Koresh and Daryavish came inside with all the army and killed Belshazzar because he used the dishes. Here the Gemara says in the Achashverosh party, the dishes were on the table. Gemara says, again? Nothing happened in the party here. So one of the reasons the Gemara says that Achashverosh again made a calculation too. And we see Bet HaMikdash is not here. It means that Achashverosh wore the Kohen Gadol's clothing and he had the dishes of Bet HaMikdash on the table. It says, the Gemara says that Achashverosh said from now on the kingdom what Hashem had in mind to give the Jews goes back to me. Tazor HaMalchut Le'elam, because Achashverosh is from Elam, from Paras. And Paras should take over. So the Gemara, look, this guy Haman is the smartest ever. Smartest. He came, likewise, he's the king of Moab, that slaughtered his son, because years before, and that woman that slaughtered his son, Am Israel lost the power. The kingdom of Am Israel started to fall down completely. He says, what happened? Everybody knew this guy, what he did something that was equivalent or better than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu almost slaughtered Yitzchak. This guy did slaughter. Haman comes to Achashverosh and says, listen, Achashverosh, I want to tell you something. You have to get rid of the Jews. Let me tell you something. The only thing that's holding the Jews now is Machatzis HaShekel. They gave Machatzis HaShekel. Because Hashem said in the Torah, Haman knew the Torah, the Gemara says, Haman knew all the mitzvot, he knew all the Torah. It says in the Torah that Hashem is furious about golden calf. He never forgot about it. But Hashem told Moshe, go tell him about to give Machatzis HaShekel, and this half a coin, Hashem so called holds himself back. Here comes Haman, says to Sfot, says the Gemara. He gives Achashverosh, says, listen, I want to give you 10,000 pieces of silver. And that 10,000 pieces of silver said it's equivalent exactly to the Machatzis HaShekel. I said, what do you do? I said, listen, they gave Machatzis HaShekel, each one gave half a thing. Listen, this is the Kapara of the Egel. I said, listen, we're going to lift the Kapara. I'm going to give you, for my fortune, 10,000 pieces of silver, and this is in order to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, each one gives half a coin, forget about it. Here's the whole amount I give to Achashverosh, and he is the guy that was chosen probably by the angels upstairs, but by the ministers upstairs, because he wore the Kohen Gadol clothing, nothing happened to him. He put the dishes on the table, nothing happened to him. I said, Am Israel, they don't behave so much. That's the end of it. Comes the Gemara and says, look, that whole thing is to lift the security from Am Israel. And therefore, Mordechai, when he heard about the decree, he goes to the palace and he gives Esther the copy of the decree and says, listen, I want to tell you something. There's a major problem over here. I said, what's the problem? He says, in the Oval Office, the guy offered Ahasuerus the 10,000 pieces of silver. You know what it means? It means when he did it, it's like the king of Moab. The same thing that slaughtered his son, and Yishamayim was a revolution, and at that time, Am Yisrael lost the power. And I says, now, the whole thing with half a coin, I says, you gave Ahasuerus half a coin. Well, it's true, Ahasuerus said, I don't need it. But it's likewise Ahasuerus acquired it, and he got it. And this is in Shamayim, made a big impression. That's what Mordechai tells Esther. Something happened in the Oval Office. It says that thing that trying to give Ahasuerus the same amount of Machzit Shekel, it means Hashem is upset. That's what it means. So Hashem is upset. Upset. What happened? Comes the Gemara and tells us, I won't tell you what happened. The minute that Haman gave Ahasuerus the 10,000 pieces of silver, Hashem called the Satan in Shemaim and told me, can you give me an parchment? I agree with you. I am going to wipe Am Yisrael. The Gemara says the Satan brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu on a parchment and a Kadosh Baruch Hu signed with cement, with a stamp, no more Am Yisrael. I says, that how big was the 10,000 pieces of silver? That's how big it was. That Hashem decided, triggered. Likewise, Bilam wanted to trigger HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to make him upset, to ignite him. Haman was able to do it. Says the Gemara, at that moment, that's how the Megillah says the Gemara says. At that moment, Eliyahu Navi jumped to Hebron. Where is the Dominator? Here. No, it was Hebron. So Eliyahu Navi jumped to Hebron and went to Marat HaMachpelah. Went to Marat HaMachpelah, he woke Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov like daily, every day he wakes them up. Told him, you heard what happened? So Gemara says, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov said, no, what happened? So Eliyahu Navi said, Hashem signed upstairs in Shamayim a decree to kill Olam Yisrael. So Gemara says, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov asked Eliyahu Navi, what happened? And he said, they went to the party. So Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Gemara says to Rabbi, so done, finished. What do you mean done? What is the big deal about the party? So 18,500 people, Jews, went to the party and they got a little bit drunk and they did some things still. Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov would give up like this. No more discussion. Didn't discuss with the Navi. What happened to the party? What was it? He said, listen, Hashem signed it with cement, and they said, forget about it. The Gemara continues that the Navi went to Moshe Rabbeinu, woke Moshe Rabbeinu up. I told him, Moshe, you know what's going on? Moshe said, no. So he said, it's a secret in Shemaim. Hashem just signed. So the Navi told Moshe Rabbeinu, you, I am Emna, you the trusted shepherd, can you do something? Moshe said, okay, I can pray over here, anybody downstairs? And I said, yeah, Mordechai can pray downstairs. So Moshe said, I'll pray here, Mordechai downstairs, maybe we can tell. But the question is, what's the big deal about the party? Come to Gemara and says, student Rabbi Shumba Yochai, they ask Rabbi Shumba Yochai, what is really the whole thing with Haman business? They came, and Hashem agrees with him. Shumba Yochai says, well, the party. So the Gemara says that the students ask Rabbi Shumba Yochai, it's party, it's only 18,500. The Jews around the world, what happened? So the Gemara Sam Shumba Yochai told them, listen, they bow down to a statue. What statue? So the Gemara says, in the Mechanet Saramach Shimo was some kind of king. He said he's the king of the world. He made a very high, tall statue. A statue of liberty, something like this. He said everybody has to bow down to the statue. And came the moment that the whole world made like a siren אבל you have to bow down. Besides Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, three people, there's war over there at the site, everybody bow down. So Shmuel Bar Yochai said to his students, everybody bow down to the statue. Hashem was very upset, and they went to the party, Hashem was upset. Comes the Gemara, comes the Sfot, and said, listen, this statue was a statue of liberty, it's not about Azara. So there's nothing wrong with bow down. You got statue of liberty, and you bow down statue of liberty, you don't do a sin. And friends gave it to America, good. Nice, what's the big deal about it? He said, so what's the big deal about it? I said, listen, still, but it's not about Azara. Here comes the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai and told his students, you know, the Gezerah, the decree of Haman to kill him Israel, is because two things. One, they went to the party, not sufficient. And one, they bow down to the Statue of Liberty, not sufficient. Haman said, look, I tell you what it is. He said, look. The golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu calls it a minor sin, chet. Tell you why, very simple. I said, it's a fiction. Satan showed them Israel a coffin in Shamayim, they thought it's Moshe. And then the Gemara says, Chachamim say, the Rishonim say, Am Israel never wanted to have Avodah Zarah. They saw Hashem when they crossed the Yam Suf. They saw Hashem on Ten Commandments. Not in the desert, they're stuck. Aaron is a nice guy, but he's not a powerful person. They went to Aaron and said, listen, Aaron, with all the respect to you, you cannot take us to Eretz Yisrael. With all the respect, we need somebody, you know, like Moshe Rabbeinu, a hero. Can you Navi, get somebody to take us out? Never had in mind. But it was a minor thing that triggered and ignited the whole episode. Then there was a few magicians over there, Michael Machshimo, Yunus, Yimbrus, Vilams, children, assistants, and they threw a plaque, a little show into the gold, and the golden calf got up and started to dance, and he ate grass, and the Erevra, all these Egyptians started dancing, and they pulled on Israel. Israel did not have the attention to do such a thing. And therefore, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shamayim to plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us, the Torah says, Moshe said to Hashem, it is a minor thing, it's called Chet, minor. Maybe it's a big minor, Moshe uses the word, Chet Gadol, but it's not Avon, it's not on purpose. What do you mean not on purpose? Because we didn't mean to do Avodah Zarah, we were pulled into that episode because we saw the coffin, and it was the whole thing was fiction, the Satan, and we didn't want Avodah Zarah. Then the second episode, the spies, Moshe calls it Avon. It's not a minor thing. It's a major, major thing. So, what's the major? It's nothing. I said, I'll tell you what the major is. Major is that here you have Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was designated by Kadosh Baruch Hu that he is the entity that you have to believe in him. It says in the Torah, Hashem said, you know why I'm going to say Ten Commandments? Someone's going to ask you, what's the purpose of Ten Commandments? As Hashem said, boo! Because no one understood what Hashem said besides Moshe. Moshe shined in his face. Everybody understood. As they asked Moshe, what did Hashem say? So Moshe said, Ten Commandments. And Moshe went up to Shammai for 40 days. He's going to come down, he's going to teach us the whole Torah, all the mitzvot, and all the halachot. And Hashem said, they will never listen to you. When somebody comes from behind the mountain, and says, listen, I'm Moshe, and I won't tell you what Hashem said. The Torah says, on purpose, Hashem designated Moshe, and chose Moshe. V'yaminu b'Hashem Moshe avdo, yes. After we crossed the Yam Suf. But then again, we complained about Moshe. I said, Hashem said, listen, Ten Commandments, we come back high in your Olam. Come, tapu avim adi, you stand next to me, and I'm going to say the commandments, and they won't understand it, and they'll die, and I'll wake them up, and I'll revive them, and you tell them, listen, this is Ten Commandments, and now from now on, they believe it with you. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says before he died. I said, I know that after I die, you won't believe in Hashem. I know. Because my job was that I should be a role model for you for emunah, for belief. And you didn't get it. You didn't get it inside you. So when the spies came back, and Am Yisrael said, we're not going after Moshe. This is a major sin. You don't listen to the designated person. To Moshe Rabbeinu, this is no more mitzvot, nothing. This is not Torah, nothing. I says no chamisha chamisha Torah, there's no Mishneh, no Gemara, nothing. I says nothing, no vaporize everything. The one says, you have to listen to the Rabbanim. I says, you don't listen to the Rabbanim, you don't know what to do. I says, in the Torah, how do you know to make a brit? There's a picture in the Torah where to make a brit milah. There's a picture of the Torah in the lulav, where's the lulav is. The picture in the lulav in the Torah was etrog. You don't know nothing. So everything is called Torah Sheba'al Peh. Everything is what Moshe taught us. So Moshe taught us, now you don't believe in Moshe. You say you don't want to go to Israel. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's a major, major sin. He said, look, the same episode happened in Shushan. I said, a few years before Shushan, was something like the golden calf. Was nothing, it was a fiction. I said, it was a Statue of Liberty. And everybody bowed on the Statue of Liberty. And that Statue of Liberty ignited something else. Likewise, the golden calf ignited the spies. It says, first the golden calf. It says, where is Moshe? Where is Moshe? Where is Moshe? It says, we need it. Listen. Calm down. No, we're not going to calm down. They kill somebody, and then they demanded, they went to Aaron, they wanted to kill Aaron. It says, listen, if you don't put a fence in front of you and control yourself, this is the next step, something else will happen. The Gemara says, look, first, the golden calf is not a major thing, but ignited the spies. And the spies finished. They died. It says, first time Israel bowed down to the Statue of Liberty. It's like the golden calf is nothing. It was a major thing. I said, listen. That's how it starts. First you go to a church, and then you bow down in the church, and then eventually you know what's going to happen. Then you make a party. Then you go to a party. And the Gemara says, Mordechai stood in the front of the palace and told them, he said, don't go over there. Don't go over there. You're not allowed to go. And he says, Mordechai, stop the nonsense. You fanatic. Yes, listen, 2020. Yeah, we go to the party. You go to the party. Mordechai said, don't go to the party. And he says, the party, so-called, finished. But the Statue of Liberty started. And that's what the Gemara says. And the Navi came to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he told them, Hashem decided to destroy Israel, to kill Israel. So what happened? There's a party. So what happened to the party? We give you the party. No, it's not the party. It's not listening to Mordechai not to go to the party. That's the problem. He says, why did you listen to Mordechai? That's what Shem Bayoch told his students. Haman came, listen to him. Don't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't listen to Mordechai. So he says, Mordechai is the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, the same episode exactly. So, listen, after the golden calf, we have Machzit HaShekel. Here, look, there's no Machzit HaShekel. So what happened? What happened to Machzit HaShekel? He says, look, Haman took the control. He did something equivalent to this guy, Mesha, the king of Moab, in Shemayim, was a revolution. He said, look, Machzit HaShekel was given by Haman. He says, Am Israel doesn't have any more the protection of Machzit HaShekel. No protection. He says, what happened? Golden calf. If someone can read the Megillah and say, what happened? Haman came. What happened? How come? What happened? So what? They bow down to a Statue of Liberty. So big deal. They bow down. They went to the party. No, it's not a big deal. The main thing is those two things ignited the golden calf. As the Gemara says, in every hardship that a person has, you should know, I tell you what he did. You did not do something right. That's something that you did ignited the golden calf. That's the problem. The problem is the golden calf. It's not a party. It's not Haman. Nothing. Haman knew how to ignite the golden calf. That's the whole thing. And that's what Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, when they heard the party, he says, the party, what's the big deal about the party? They listen to Mordechai. Big deal to Mordechai. So what? You don't understand. Don't listen to Mordechai means don't listen to Moshe. Don't listen to Moshe means golden calf. With the golden calf, it's finished. That's the problem. That's the Megillah is telling us. The story of the Megillah is golden calf. The story of the Megillah is not Haman. So the Megillah is the 10,000 pieces of silver that took away our protection. And that is likewise the Megillah wanted to curse us. In the time that Hashem is angry, what he would say? Golden calf. That the Gemara said in the minute that Haman gave Achashverosh the 10,000, at that moment Hashem called the Satan and said, give me, come over here, finish, Am Yisrael is finished. What happened? Golden calf. As the Gemara says, the person has to be careful. So anything he does, it's not a major thing, no, it's a small thing. But that small thing can ignite the golden calf on his fire. This is the power of Mordechai. Like Moshe Rabbeinu stood in front of Hashem after the golden calf and prayed to Hashem. That's what Hashem said. It's our minhag to give Master Shekel before Purim. It's not just, you know, to remind us Master Shekel. But actually a person has to know that Master Shekel is a protection. Protection, the tzedakah is a protection against the golden calf. It's a secret, and if you don't know what it is, even Moshe did not understand the Gemara says. Moshe, Hashem told him, have a coin. Moshe said, I have no idea. How it's going to work? How it's going to work? Kapara. Well, Kapara, who knows how many sacrifices they have to bring? Hashem told Moshe, listen, Moshe, don't ask any questions. Have a coin, stop the Kapara, and Parashat Shekalim, stop all the decrees we have Moshe Rabbeinu. Amen.